The story has to make sense. That's the first way fiction betrays us. When was the last time your life made sense? I can't speak for you, not even myself, but this idea in stories that they have an arc and that's what we need seems to betray a profound desire in us for fiction. There is nothing intrinsically wrong with that. It's entertainment. But problems must surely ensue when our love for or our fiction leeches into life. Someone should do something. There should be a warning on fiction works. This is fiction. Your life isn't. Okay, that's not very catchy, but this is while writing, and I'd like to see you do better in 15 minutes with no preparation, running with an idea you just got from a poem. Yeah. More seriously, I have come to terms recently with the clear difference between fiction or the creative and real life. Something I wrote caused concern among friends. I was lost in the world of fiction, of words. I forgot that they, words, have real meaning, and we need to remember, above all, the audience. I ignored my audience and presented writing that was a free and creative unconscious reaction to the insane world we live in. These words, my words, cause concern for my well-being. It is, I truly believe, interesting that the words we read day after day in newspaper quotes of what world leaders have said appear to cause no concern at all among the people I know. I got the tone wrong here, but this is fast writing. My point is that my response to insanity is perhaps read as insane. Is there a sensible response to global insanity? I don't know. It's a genuine question. Fact and fiction. I often get lost in fiction, in the need for things to make sense, when in reality they rarely do. The song that is your life has lyrics that should not be deciphered.